I told him he couldn't come today. And in answer, he cried out no in protest. No, he said no to me. Of course, he wasn't thinking. It was just one of those automatic responses. I'd been teasing him horribly, and he couldn't help himself. So he cried out no. But of course, any idiot knows you don't say no to a femdom. So of course I had to punish him. I decided I was going to let him come, but I was going to make sure that every stroke of his cock and every squirt, every pump ached, that every precious jewel of cum that he so desperately wanted to release would come with exquisite pain. And so, I paddled his cock and his balls. I've got a nice, narrow red paddle just for that occasion. Beautiful, flexible. And so he cried out and writhed and moaned so beautifully, but, eventually, I let him come. Poor baby. By the time he came, he had tears rolling down his eyes. But the sounds he made, the sounds he made let me know how grateful he was for both the punishment and the orgasm, for the pleasure and the pain. If this is something you're interested in, I can definitely oblige you. I'm Empress Pamela, and you can reach me at 800-356-6169.